This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, on a very super weekend. Yeah, Super Bowl coming up, and we've got some super information for you on the health front. And you can call us with questions, 877-726-8255. Convenient mnemonic device is that it's 877-726-TALK. And you can call in, be part of the program, pose your question about medicine, health, any health predicament that you're up against. We'd be happy to take your phone calls. All right, lots to discuss on today's program. I feel good this morning. I managed to squeeze in a morning swim. Unfortunately, the pool was kind of full. And, you know, they have the lanes that are demarcated from slow to medium to fast to very fast, but the pool was very full, and I noticed that the only lane that I could share was in the very fast lane all the way over to the right, where some champion swimmer was churning up the water. And as I got to the side of the pool, I acknowledged him. He acknowledged me and said, yeah, okay, great, we'll share the lane. And I got to say, this guy was one heck of a specimen, because for every lap I did, he did two. But it was a great motivation for me to keep up. And when we both stopped for a couple of seconds, and there was nary a stop for him, for sure, but he did come up for water a couple of times. I discovered that he was an Ironman triathlete and a great physical specimen. The guy looked like he was about 6'3". 180 pounds, lean, those broad shoulders that denote a great swimmer. And we talked about some of the Ironman events that he was in. I only do meager Olympic distance triathlons, but yeah, I'm probably about 30 years older than he was. So I didn't feel too bad about not keeping up with him in the pool. But I don't know, sometimes it's demoralizing when people are doing that kind of stuff, but sometimes it's motivating. If you could even stay in the same lane with a guy like that, you can get a good workout. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number, if you care to call us. And Super Bowl weekend, and as usual, there are warnings, there are health warnings about the perils of overeating during a sports event like the Super Bowl. This one comes to us from the University of Florida. People who overeat during national holidays and national sporting events like this weekend's Super Bowl are 10 times more likely to need emergency medical attention for food obstruction than any other time of the year, according to a new study. All right. And this is a headline grabber. Dr. Asim Shuja, a gastroenterologist at University of Florida, Jacksonville, led the research team. They looked at medical records over an 11-year period from the emergency room at a major hospital center in Boston. And what they found is that there was a tenfold increase in the risk of food obstruction during times like the Super Bowl. Most of the problems affected men, predictably. They're the ones who put the feed bag on. And however, you gotta drill down on some of these studies and see what it's really all about. Over the study period from 2001 to 2012, 38 people underwent an emergency procedure on the esophagus during or just after the holiday or sporting event. Nearly 37% of those were due to a food impaction. Well, that's not a lot of people. It's not like tens of thousands of people across America are succumbing to food obstruction during the Super Bowl. It kind of harkens back to that story. You remember that story about spouse beating during the Super Bowl? That was sort of a feminist outcry, is that men get violent while watching violent men collide on the football field, and they take it out on their wives or girlfriends. That was the, according to a study, which then was debunked, because yes, the Super Bowl is a passion play of male violence, but it doesn't necessarily translate to an epidemic of wife battery at home, especially if your favorite team is losing. I never beat up a woman because my sports team didn't do well, and probably not a lot of men do. All right, on the news front as well, this is an important story. I shared with people on Facebook, got a lot of response on this one. Back pain researchers say commonly used drugs don't work. All right, this research performed in Australia, I believe, published in the Annals of Rheumatic Diseases. Okay, back pain, probably the single most common condition for which people resort to pain medication. And typically people go to the store and buy readily available pain relievers like Advil, Aleve, you name it. And they're specifically recommended for back pain. You actually see commercials of, you know, somebody doing their job. Maybe it's a physical job, like a postman, or somebody who lifts boxes. Or maybe just somebody just doing some gardening. And they show them taking their whatever, their Advil, ibuprofen, Aleve, and it relieves their back pain. And they have a smiling face, and they go through their day happily. And these commercials encourage you these medications practically every day, because some people suffer from pain from the morning through the evening, from the very time they wake up. It's like, ugh, I'm in pain, I'm stiff, I'm sore. And so they did a study. They looked at whether these medications provide benefit. The findings of the review revealed that only 1 in 6 patients treated with these pills, known as NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, achieve any significant reduction in pain. Well, why is it that people keep taking them? Well, the reason that people keep taking them is the placebo effect. They take these things thinking, I'm taking a pill that's going to relieve my pain. TV ads tell me so. Commercials assure me that these are going to make me feel better. And so I do something, and I do feel a little better, and the pills seem to work. And so millions upon millions of bottles of these pills are sold every year. The problem is not so much that people are wasting their money. Okay, that's one thing. The problem is that these pills cause a lot of problems. It's been known for a long time that people who take these types of drugs have an increased risk of gastrointestinal bleeding. One of my first experiences, the very first day that I was on call during my medical residency at the Manhattan VA hospital, I admitted a GI bleeder, a guy who bled out quarts and quarts of blood. He was vomiting blood. Imagine me, like a just out of medical school, faced with that kind of crisis. And the story was, according to his family, was that he'd had some back problems. He took some Advil. I don't think he took too much more than the usual recommended amount. Went to church, and when he was standing there, he passed out. He passed out due to the fact that his blood volume was decreased. That's often a sign that you've been having gastrointestinal bleeding. He went to the toilet. Bright red blood came out. Immediately, he was rushed to the hospital. Okay, well, that happens tens of thousands of times every year. Research shows that anti-inflammatory drugs like this make it 2.5 times more likely that you'll suffer from gastrointestinal problems such as stomach ulcers and bleeding. Well, that's not all. Also, they can cause high blood pressure. They can cause kidney failure if taken chronically at too high a dose. They also increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, heart attacks, and strokes. So, what are we doing here? You know, we're using therapies that are useless, potentially harmful, lots and lots of side effects for a problem that may well respond to measures like acupuncture, certainly preventive measures like doing yoga and stretching can reduce your risk of back problems later in life. We ought to be teaching young people to do this from an early age to prevent the almost inevitable back problems that people experience, starting usually quite young, 30s, 40s, 50s, people getting hooked on pain medication, a major cause, a major pathway to addiction to powerful drugs like OxyContin. Back pain is a serious, serious problem, draining our country of productivity, harming its citizens, and these over-the-counter medications do very little to help it. All right. Call us, 877-726-8255. Get into the conversation with me here in the doctor's office. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got a caller, 877-726-TALK, if you want to be part of the action. Jerry, thanks for taking the plunge. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I have
sure.
a question for you about your opinion on a senior over 70, whether they should accept their doctor's recommendation to take the pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Yeah, the Pneumovax. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I have an opinion, which is an agnostic opinion.
Okay.
In other words, you know, it's six of one, half dozen the other. I think the problem with these vaccines in older individuals is that they work, but they work less robustly than in younger individuals who need less protection. It's like older individuals with feeble immune systems who need more protection, and the vaccine is less effective in those folks. You know, they used to call pneumonia the old man's friend because that's the way that people at a very, very old age, they would, quote, die of natural causes. They would be dispatched by pneumonia after they survived, or did not experience degenerative diseases like cancer or heart disease. They just die of old age. And nowadays, we're trying to push back on the old man's friend or the old woman's friend, which is to the good because pneumonia can be devastating. And it can be, of course, a cause of death. The vaccine is pretty safe as far as I can see. There's not as many side effects associated with this vaccine as there are with others, such as the Gardasil vaccine, which I really am kind of concerned about. The flu vaccine sometimes causes side effects and doesn't protect people as well. It's kind of appropriate that you call about this because we're doing a special podcast this next week on the subject of vaccination. And I'm sure we'll take up the issue of whether the Pneumovax and the Zostavax, these are often offered in tandem. One is against shingles and one is against pneumonia. These are often pushed to individuals over the age of 50 or 60. So you can do it. Now, there's one category of people who really must get the Pneumovax, even if they're young. And those are people who've lost their spleen. And it's a surprising number of people in America who've lost their spleen. Usually, it's due to motor vehicle accidents, where if you have a crush injury to your abdomen, it's likely that your liver will hold up. Well, sometimes you can get a liver rupture in a very high-speed, high-energy crash. But the spleen is very fragile, and often individuals have a ruptured spleen. Football players can get this. Athletes can get this. And then the spleen's very hard to sew back up, and so it's removed. And when you have your spleen removed, you can lead a very normal life. The problem is you might be susceptible to certain types of bacteria that are cocci, like pneumococci. They're little round bacteria. They're gram-positive. And that includes salmonella, which is, you know, can make you really sick, but if you don't have a spleen, you could potentially die. And so these people have to be careful about getting pneumonia because they're more likely to get serious pneumonia. They need the Pneumovax, and there's a new Pneumovax that now protects you against 12 different strains, I think, or 15 different strains. It's a souped-up version of the old Pneumovax that offers even more protection. That's important for people who've had splenectomies. Reasons for splenectomy, if you have like a high platelet count, sometimes they remove it. Certain diseases cause the spleen to swell. They remove the spleen. I'm not against it, and I think it's probably okay to take it if a doctor recommends it. Okay, but the better approach is to boost your immunity in natural ways. Take adequate zinc, vitamin A, C, and especially vitamin D to boost your immunity, and be in a clean diet, a diet that doesn't drag your immune system down, that's rich in nutrients and low in things that clog up your immune pathways. 877-726-TALK is our number. Thanks for calling, Jerry. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and a couple of great podcasts this week. We talked to Anne Louise Gittleman about detoxification. We also talked to Nina Teicholz about the big fat surprise, which is her critique of the dietary guidelines of America, which are way off base because they still tell you stop eating red meat. They tell you to substitute butter for vegetable oils. They tell you to have skim milk. And there's not one iota of evidence that those recommendations to cut saturated fat are really science-based. So check out those podcasts. Valuable additional free information available through drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite service. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. We got a call from Jill in Middletown, New York. How you doing, Jill?
Hi, Doctor. I keep reading contradictory things about thermography versus mammography, and all the alternative doctors seem to think thermography is much more reliable, and I wanted to know your opinion.
Yeah. Well, okay, there's a lot of controversy about mammograms lately. Mammograms, you know, the question is, do mammograms save lives, or do they simply increase medical costs, anxiety, and unnecessary treatment? And the answer is both, is that in some cases, mammograms will save lives, but actually, it's less than it's cracked up to be, because a lot of women are saying, hey, you know, a mammogram revealed I had cancer, and it saved my life. Well, it may not have, because the cancer that was discovered may or may not have been consequential for you. A cancer, small cancer that's discovered when a woman is 70, may not end up killing her. It may not even grow. It may actually, according to some studies, involute or shrink as a result of the immune system's defenses. So according to a recent study on mammograms, about 30% or more of mammograms cause unnecessary treatment. And certainly that's a bad thing. So then, okay, let's look for an alternative. Well, thermography, it's based on heat, like thermal, right? And it looks for heat patterns in the breast, which may be associated with the presence of cancer. Now, that's a different way of imaging, but not necessarily a more reliable way of imaging, because certainly there may be patterns of heat and excess blood flow where cancer is not present, and conversely, there may be some cancers which don't show up on thermography. So, and thermography is not that well studied. It's less well studied than mammograms. And I think the advantage to alternative doctors is that it's alternative. So, you know, it's something that's off the beaten track, so many doctors embrace it as an alternative. A lot of women are wary of mammograms because of the radiation and the unpleasant experience. Again, your breasts compressed in the machine, and they offer thermography as a more benign alternative. There's no radiation. But it's possible that a thermography could trigger unnecessary treatment or falsely reassure you that everything's okay. The advantage to alternative doctors also is that a thermography unit can be purchased or leased for a lot less than a mammography unit, and can be a source of income, quite frankly. That's, I think, what sometimes happens when thermography is invoked. And, you know, I've talked to doctors who use thermography, and they really believe in it. And they're sincere. They're not necessarily trying to bilk the public. But I just don't think it's neither mammography nor thermography are perfect tools for diagnosing breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about sonograms? And
well, sonograms like can that. Be also used. Sonograms are sometimes confirmatory. When you see a mammogram, will look at a breast, and if the breast is very dense, you sometimes need a sonogram or even an MRI to discern what's going on in there. Because, you know, when the breast is dense, it may hide the presence of underlying cancer. So sonogram is not a screening tool. You can't just go for breast sonograms. You have to either, you know, really, unfortunately, if you're at high risk, if you want to get checked out, you got to get a mammogram at this present time. But it's a very unsatisfactory way to get checked for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And we need to come up with better tools. All right?
Okay. Well, that's what I was thinking. But when the doctor prescribes it, I guess you should follow through on it.
And not necessarily. I think you have to be critical about it. I mean, if the doctor says, if you've had, like, if you're, say, in your 60s, and you've had a succession of, you know, 12 or 15 mammograms, annual mammograms already, and it's normal, 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 you don't have a very high risk family-wise, you might, you know, go every 2 or 3 years, and even, you know, at longer intervals if things are okay. And, you know, it's controversial. You know, you talk to one major organization, and they say, oh, we start at 40, annual mammogram, all women must undergo that. In other countries like Canada, they start at 50. Countries in Scandinavia do it much less frequently. And it doesn't seem to make a big difference in terms of outcomes. So there you go.
Okay, thank you very much, doctor.
Yeah, it's a tough question. All right. Interesting story here on chronic fatigue syndrome. And it's complicated because chronic fatigue syndrome, many potential subtypes, and the causes are complex, not entirely well understood. But one thing is certain, it has something to do with energy production. And people with chronic fatigue syndrome experience energy brownouts. They put the pedal to the metal and try and exert themselves, and they can't, or they feel exhausted and debilitated after exercise. I fortunately don't suffer from that. If I feel tired or lethargic and I exercise, I often feel better. That's a normal response to exercise, but a hallmark of chronic fatigue is that you crash and burn after exercise. So they looked at the possibility that mitochondrial failure is part of chronic fatigue syndrome in this study, and they used two supplements, coenzyme Q10 and nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, which is NADH, and which is something that a supplement that I like very much, Niacel or nicotinamide riboside delivers. That's the purpose of Niacel, to deliver NADH. And the results were published in the journal Clinical Nutrition last year. And what they found, they looked at 80 chronic fatigue syndrome patients who received either CoQ10 plus NADH or placebo twice daily for 8 weeks. And what they found was that there was a significant reduction in maximum heart rate during exercise in those received. In other words, their heart raced less. Their fatigue was also reduced, and the treatment was well tolerated. So, in my opinion, they used too little CoQ10 and NADH. And I think a fairer trial would have been to use higher dose. They only used 200 of CoQ10. They might have used 200 of ubiquinol or 500 or 600 of CoQ10, and they might have used high-dose nicotinamide riboside in a better study. But this hints at a treatment effect of supplements that help to support the mitochondria. And this is a good segue to talk about one of my great sponsors. I've been talking about this for 15 years or more. It is a supplement that is specifically directed at the mitochondrion, which is the energy-producing unit within the cell. And if you suffer from chronic fatigue, I've got some good news for you. It's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause. It's NT-factor, and clinical trials have shown that NT-factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. NT-factor is available in ProPax, a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, and omega-3s, all combined to help you feel better. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may just want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT-factor alone. So Healthy Aging was born. That's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT-factor in a potent delivery system. Now, I've been taking NT-factor for years. I don't go for a day without it. And you can get a 45-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. To order ProPax or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right. 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-82-TALK. And we'll be right back for more of Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ron Hoffman with you. And a recent study has revealed whether food tastes better when you make it yourself or when you order takeout. This is quite fascinating to me because I got to say, I'm not a foodie. I live in one of the culinary capitals of the world, Manhattan, and I rarely eat out. I mostly prepare food for myself. As I could live for all the world like in Antarctica, you know, isolated from restaurants, although I got to say there's some great places to score choice ingredients very near me. And, you know, not like perhaps you live in some backwater place where you have to order everything online. The research shows that there's a positive effect when you prepare food yourself. The effect was particularly pronounced for women who said they were on diets or had other dietary restraints. Now, there was a contrasting effect, which was when you prepared food that had a lot of bad ingredients in it, like a lot of sugar, or a lot of high fat ingredients, there was a negative effect compared to, say, a takeout shake whose ingredients are concealed. So you go to McDonald's and you order a shake, and it tastes great. You don't know what goes into it, so you may be oblivious to the negative effects of the shake because it's a taste sensation. It all got prepared in the back room or in a factory, delivered in a vat, and then put into your cup. But when you make it at home, you actually see all the bad ingredients going into that. So it's an interesting phenomenon that cooking actually can be a form of therapy for people. Is they, you know, it's almost like with every morsel of this food, I'm making myself healthier and healthier. It's like a meditation. It's like a positive affirmation. When you take care to select choice ingredients and prepare them correctly, this can be an important element of supporting your health, not just in terms of the material effects of the food, but the psychological or spiritual effects of the food that you prepare. There's such a thing as putting good vibes into your cooking. Any good cook knows that. All right. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, and I know many of you are, and many individuals over 50 are, well, they have a tendency to require blood pressure medication, unfortunately. Here's some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. And I vetted this very carefully. There's lots of scientific studies that suggest that the Zona Plus is the real deal. And it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. The Zona Plus is a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. What it is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Now, there are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. To find out more, go to tryzona.com. They've set up a website, tryzona.com, or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or get the lowdown on this at tryzona.com. I think you'll find it very effective, as many of my patients and listeners have. Okay, this item is in the news, and it's a very strange story. Because the selfsame physician who attested to Trump's health during the campaign, his name is Dr. Bornstein, Dr. Jacob Bornstein. He's here in New York. I don't know him. There's a lot of doctors in New York, so it's not uncommon that I wouldn't know him. But he wrote this very crazy-sounding letter. And I got to say, as a physician, I've never written a letter that is as badly phrased or unmedical-sounding as this letter from the supposed physician of Donald Trump. I mean, but by the way, this is not a political comment. This is just a comment on the nature of the disclosure about the health of Donald Trump. There are a lot of problems also, I mean, if you want to get partisan, about the disclosures on the health of Hillary Clinton. And during the campaign, I was hit up by a lot of conservative bloggers and publications to put a hit on Hillary Clinton's health and talk negatively about the natural thyroid she was on, which I unequivocally refused to do because I'm a big believer in natural thyroid. I mean, she may have had some real health problems that were minimized or concealed, but being on Armour Thyroid, while unconventional, did not mean that she was getting poor medical care, in my opinion. Anyway, this selfsame doctor, he wrote, "Trump, I can state unequivocally, will be the healthiest presidency ever, the healthiest individual ever elected to the presidency," which is, that's a statement of hubris for sure, because, you know, you write that in a medical statement, and then your patient experiences a health problem or meets his demise. And, you know, you seem foolish or you inherit a lot of liability. In addition, on this guy's disclosure of Trump's health, he wrote something utterly absurd. He wrote, "All his test results are positive." Now, in medicalese, that means that every single test you've taken indicates that you've got a problem. A negative test means it's okay. You don't want your test to be positive. You want all your tests to be negative or normal. So anyway, I'm not even sure that this guy drafted that statement. But he stepped in again, this Dr. Bornstein. He revealed this week, apparently without permission of his patient, which is a big no-no, a senior White House official says Bornstein did not have Trump's permission to speak about his health to the Times, but he revealed to the New York Times, the arch foe of Trump, always looking to dig up dirt on Trump, that Trump has been taking the medication Propecia for his hair. You know, Donald Trump's hair has been a source of great speculation, from the possibility that he's wearing a wig, which he demonstrated by tugging on his hair, that he's not, to the unnatural color. And now we know that he's taking a medication that enhances hair growth, to at least the embarrassment, potentially, of Trump. But some people are alleging that Propecia may account for making you issue executive orders erratically, or for being responsible for aggressive behavior. And it's not. It's not. It's a medication with very mild side effects. Side effects that are listed for Propecia include sexual side effects, although that's not common. And in fact, Merck, the company that makes it, has been a defendant in a lawsuit that claims that people have lost their sexual mojo as a result of taking that medication. But can it affect you mentally? I don't think so. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us this hour. We got more to talk about next hour, and you can queue up to call us, 877-726-TALK. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast, and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.